chapter 3. What then is the advantage of the Yehudi? Or what is the value of the Bris Milah? Much in every way. For, koidim kol, they are entrusted with the Divrei Hashem. So, where does that leave us? If some have disbelieved, has their lack of emunah annulled the nemanut of Hashem? Has v'shalom. Let God be true and kol ha'adam kozev, even as it is written, lema'an titzdak b'davreha. But if our unrighteousness brings out and highlights the tzedek olamim, the tzidkat Hashem, what shall we say? Rhetorically speaking, is God unjust in inflicting haron of Hashem? I speak from a human standpoint. Has v'shalom, for then how could Hashem be Hashofet Kol Ha'aretz? But if the Emes Hashem has by my sheker overflowed to his kavod, why am I still judged as a Rasha? Why do we not say, as some speakers of Lashon Hora slanderously report us to say, let us do Ra that Tov might come of it, the Gezer Din of Hashem on them is well deserved. What then? Are we Yehudim better off? Not altogether, for we have now charged both Yehudim and non-Jews as all alike under Ha'het, under the power of Het Kadmon, as it is written, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz. There is none who has Binah, there is none who seeks out God. All have turned aside, they have become altogether Pashkudna, worthless. There is none who does good, there is none, no, not so much as one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift when it comes to shafak dam. Ruin and wretchedness are in their ways, and the derek shalom they have not known. There is no yiras shomayim before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the Torah says, it says to those under the Torah, in order that every mouth might be stopped, and kol ha'olam hazeh become Hashem, and liable to the Mishpat Hashem. For by Ma'asim of Chok shall Kol Chai Lo Yitzdak. For through the Chok comes the Das HaChet. But now, apart from the Chok, the Tzedek Olamim, the Tzidkat Hashem, has been revealed as attested by the Torah and the Nevi'im, that is, the Tzidkat Hashem through Emunah in Moshiach Yahushua Yeshua to all the Ma'aminim, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and suffered want of the Kavod Hashem. They are acquitted and accounted to be Yitzdak Im Hashem as a Matnat Hashem by the unmerited Hin V'Hesed Hashem through Hapedut, which is in Ribi Melech HaMoshiach Yahushua Yeshua, whom God set forth as a Kapora through Emunah in the Dam of Moshiach to demonstrate the Tzedek Olamim, the Tzidkat Hashem, and Pasak the Averos committed in former times in the forbearance of God to vindicate the Tzidkat Hashem in the present time, that Hashem Tzadik himself and the one who counts to be Yitzdak Im Hashem, the person who has Emunah and Bitahon in Rabbi Melech HaMashiach Yehoshua, Yeshua. Where then is boasting? It has been yet precluded. By what kind of Torah? Of Ma'asim? No. On the contrary, by the Torah of Emunah. For we reckon that a man is acquitted and pronounced to be Yitzdak Im Hashem by Emunah, apart from the supposed Zikas earning Ma'asei Mitzvot, or is Hashem God of the Yehudim only? Is Hashem not also God of the nations, kin of non-Jews too? Verbalt, after all, Adonai Echad, therefore, he will consider to be Yitzdak Im Hashem and acquit those of the Bris Milah on the ground of Emunah and the Aralim through that same Emunah. Then does it follow that we abolish Torah and make it invalid through Emunah? Has v'shalom. Adarabah, we uphold the Torah.